Welcome to
2 o'clock with Keller.
Bring your tea
and leave with more.
Ah, oh, so excited, Christmas tomorrow.
This is so exciting. So exciting.
Oh, I'm such a Christmassy mood now. I can't wait for all these quizzes we're gonna do. Just general Christmas chat. Like, this is the perfect end to all of our episodes about all the Christmas films we've been watching.
I know. I can't believe we're at another end of our Christmas series episodes.
Oh my gosh, it's the final time recording this year, I think.
Wow, what a year. What a year it's been.
But thank you for all of you, for if you've listened to literally just this episode or if you've listened to any of the others throughout the year, thank you so much. We've got a wonderful, wow, this is so, I think it's been, what, like 2 years overall recording now?
Yeah, over 2 years now.
Ooh.
2 years, three series. Ooh, look at them go.
Yeah, good. Before we get quizzing, I just want to have a look general Christmas chat. I don't even know what you're doing this year.
Well, I don't know what I'm doing this year. I feel like it's just pretty standard Christmas this year, but which is quite nice.
Yeah.
Just have a bit of a break and just chill and relax and just enjoy being with family, eating way too much food.
Yeah. How are you doing Christmas presents wise?
Oh, my Christmas presents aren't very good this year. I left it till a bit last minute. They're that my gift this year is me being around.
That is the best gift of all though.
No, so it should be fine. Lots of Christmas baking as well. At that point of recording, I haven't baked a Yule log, but I will bake a Yule log. Gluten free until he can eat it. Very exciting.
Love it.
What about you? How are you? Oh, I mean, to be honest, if you haven't got everything sorted for Christmas now, there's not really any option, is there?
No, the only thing I haven't done is I decided, so I made a big song and dance, I'm not doing a present this year, I'm just not doing it. Don't have the facilities for that. And then I was really stressed the other night, and I was like, oh, what can I do? And I was painting, and I was like, oh, I could give these to my friends. And then I was like, oh. And then I had some little frames just left over, so I put them in that and wrapped them up. And anyway, and then so I've done one for you and one for Ella, but I'm not giving them to you, but you know, you don't really need them at Christmas time. And
oh, that's so sweet.
This just like, to start with, why didn't I just make them all along? But it just didn't occur to me.
Yeah, I feel like things like that normally don't until it's too close. And then it's like, oh, okay, am I going to rush and get this done?
Yeah, I've been done for a while because obviously I've got my family stuff.
Yeah.
I've been done for a while with that. Otherwise, I have the next thing on my list to do. So we're actually recording this a couple of days before Christmas Eve. So I've still got time. I need to do a shopping list for food because the plan is we're going to have a roast dinner on Christmas Eve, and then on Christmas Day my sister wants to cook a massive all around the world feast to do a bit of like Mexican and
Vietnamese. So cool.
Yeah, because at first I was a bit skeptical because I want my roast dinner, but she said we'll do it the day before, so well yeah, I'll be having it today.
That's so exciting. Yeah.
She hasn't decided exactly what we're doing and hasn't made a list, so we need to discuss and sort that out, because I'm going to be her sous chef. That's what we'll spend most Christmas Day doing, just cooking. I love it. Yeah.
That's really nice, though. Yeah, that's also part of the reason why I was late to recording today, because we were sat on the sofa doing all the shopping list for all the Christmas food bits we're going to have and don't have already that we need to get. So
I've been drinking through our Christmas supply. You know, we have the cupboard of the stuff that's you saving up for Christmas. I went into that.
To be honest, sometimes I'm like, that's the way you gotta do it. Why save it? You might as well just, you know, build up the Christmas spirit by going through the forbidden cupboard.
I don't like, we'll get to Christmas and we'll have things, and then we still have stuff left after Christmas, and I really fancied it beforehand, but we still have loads. So I was like,
I say, you might as well just eat it.
Yeah, exactly. I've been eyeing up that box of Quality Street.
Yeah, we've got one of those little things of like the mini Stollen bites
in
the utility room. And I'm like, it's been too long since I've had a mini Stollen bite. So maybe I'll convince Mum, maybe I'll just open them and be like, oops, who did that? Wasn't me.
Should we do some Christmas quizzes now?
I think we should. I think we should throw it back. Find some Christmas quizzes.
Yeah. Let's do it. I did actually screenshot a whole load in preparation.
Oh, look at you go. You're very prepared compared to me.
So I've got some Christmas movie quiz questions.
Ooh, that's a good idea, yeah.
And it says all the questions and then it does the answers at the end. So okay. I haven't read the answers. And okay. I can't ask it. But it's 50 questions.
Ooh, let's go.
So I can't remember where I got this from. I think I literally googled Christmas film questions, so credit to them.
Credits to them. Ooh, okay. Let's give it a go. Let's do some of those. Just pick the best ones.
Okay. In what decade was It's a Wonderful Life released?
We know that, the 1940s.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, sorry, I figured we're answering it and I'm like, what if other people need time to think? Should we wait,
we'll factor in like a couple
no everyone can just we'll just give a 2 second pause before we say, so there's time to for people to pause
fast. Yeah, and some of them we might need to think, so that'll be a thinking break.
Okay. In Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, what do the Dursleys give Harry for Christmas? What is it, is this in the film?
I didn't think they gave him anything. Or do they give him something old of Dudley's?
So he would be at Hogwarts.
They didn't send him anything.
Did they send him something like just a 20p coin?
Maybe. I don't even remember them sending him anything.
We'll see. Okay. What is the name of the Grinch's dog?
Oh, I know this one.
Okay, what is it?
Max.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I haven't looked at the answer yet, but I remember that.
It was on the Jim Carrey one, was on telly yesterday. Tilly and I were trying to find something to watch. We put it on and then Tilly was like, no, this is too creepy and scary for me. So we changed it.
Okay, which 2006 Christmas film sees Kate Winslet and Cameron Diaz swap homes and meet new romantic partners in Jude Law and Jack Black?
One of the best Christmas films out there. That's The Holiday.
Miracle on 34th Street. It's good, we know that now.
Yeah.
Is set in which US city?
I don't know.
Isn't it just New York?
Maybe. I couldn't tell you.
It's just New York.
Google it.
Don't Google it.
Oh, we wait for the answers at the end. Okay. Maybe New York, yeah. It's either New York or it's some kind of really sleepy town. Actually, no. Miracle 34th Street is a New York street, isn't it? Surely.
Who plays Juliet in Love Actually?
I know this one.
Yeah?
Keira Knightley. It's a good thing it wasn't anyone else, because I probably couldn't tell you their character names.
I'm going to skip some of these that I 100% don't know the answers to.
Yeah, good idea.
Okay, what are the names of the two main characters in The Nightmare Before Christmas?
This one. Sally and Jack.
Yeah. It's Jack. Sally.
Yeah. Jack Skellington and Sally. I don't know if she has a surname.
Oh, I don't know.
Not Sally Bowles, that's from Cabaret.
According to Buddy the Elf, how many main food groups do elves have?
It's 3 or 4. Syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I literally watched this film like 2 days ago. I think it's 4 food groups. I don't know if I know what they each are. Because he says it when, I know you don't like the film, but he says it when he's pouring loads of syrup on his spaghetti.
Yeah, I do remember that scene.
I think it's 4.
Okay, we'll go with 4. Oh, I have to ask this question. What is the name of the town in It's a Wonderful Life?
Oh, See, this is terrible because you said it half an hour ago to me. And I can only think Pottersville because I can see it all lit up.
Yeah.
Something Vale.
The answer is Beckenham Pools.
See, my brain is fried. So.
Understandable.
Ignore me on this. Oops. Don't hate me.
Okay. In what year was the movie Last Christmas released?
Was it 2019?
Yeah, it was, because it was our first year of uni.
Yeah, there we go. I haven't watched that yet this year. I don't know if I want to cry that much.
Yeah, well, I'm going to leave it this year.
Yeah.
Okay, in Love Actually, Billy Mack celebrates his single reaching number one at a party hosted by who?
I haven't rewatched this yet this year. Mm-hmm. Who throws the party? Is it Elton John?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember him saying that. Because he comes back to see his
manager. Yeah.
At this party, Elton John's.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, how many Guardians are there originally in Rise of the Guardians before Jack joins them?
I've never seen it.
Oh.
Say this. There's
the Easter Bunny, played by Hugh Jackman, who's really aggressive. There's a Tooth Fairy. There's the Sandman. I think that's it before Jack. I can't think of anyone else. I'm going to say four.
Yeah, I believe you. I'd go with your answer.
Okay. Who plays Scrooge in The Muppet Christmas Carol?
Oh my god, I can picture his face. I don't know if I can remember his name, though.
Michael Caine. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is featured on Mark Darcy's Christmas jumper in Bridget Jones's Diary?
Is it a reindeer?
Yeah.
Oh.
This is interesting. Which action actor starred in Jingle All the Way?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Isn't Jingle All the Way? Oh no, we watched Single All the Way.
Yeah. is it someone like Nicolas Cage, potentially?
I honestly have no idea. Whatever. Oh, interesting. In which Christmas movie does Donald Trump cameo?
Home Alone 2.
Does he?
It's the one where they go to New York. They go to Trump Tower.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's so random.
So random.
Wow. Okay, what were the Mean Girls dressed up as for their high school talent show?
Santa.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like rocking around Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, what is the highest grossing Christmas movie of all time?
That's hard.
I think it'll have to be a fairly modern one, because even though, say, like, White Christmas is really popular, like, we just would have more... Surely box office today.
I wonder whether it's something like Love Actually or like that.
I think maybe say like Elf.
Yeah, maybe Elf. Or maybe it's something really left field like Die Hard.
True. What type of shop do Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks run in You've Got Mail?
Oh, I didn't realise that'd be on the Christmas film list, but cute. They run bookshops.
Yeah. What, since when is it Christmassy?
It's not. It's set in autumn.
Well.
maybe it snows. Oh, maybe it is, because doesn't she shut down, they're shutting down her shop just before Christmas. So it's all decorated for Christmas, not predominantly a Christmas film.
Okay, I've got two final questions here.
Okay.
What Disney movie do the Gremlins watch in the cinema?
Oh, I don't know. When did The Gremlins come out? And what Christmas films would have been out around then?
If it's Disney, like maybe I think it's a princess film, not necessarily a Christmas film.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
I honestly can't remember. I don't even really remember them going in a cinema.
No, neither. Not at all. So I might pass on that one.
Maybe just guess a Disney princess film. Like, should I just say Cinderella?
Yeah.
Okay, final question. What is John McClane's catchphrase in Die Hard? It's Yippee-ki-yay.
Is it?
I think you said it right.
I think you're probably right, yeah. I haven't watched that since we watched it last year for the podcast. Yippee-ki-yay sounds right. That sounds like something you would say.
All right, on to the answers. Okay. So the question about It's a Wonderful Life, the decade it came out, 1940s, so we were right. The question about what the Dursleys got Harry, it was 50p.
50p, so you were close with 20p.
Yeah, well, that's funny. I want to go back and watch that scene now.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Anyway, we were right with the next four questions, which were the name of the Grinch's dog is Max, the camera films The Holiday, Miracle on 34th Street is set in New York, and Juliet is played by Keira Knightley. And we also got right Nightmare Before Christmas main characters are Jack Skellington and Sally. The amount of food groups for elves is four.
Yes.
Well done. Also, we were right about It's a Wonderful Life is in Bedford Falls.
Bedford Falls, I'm not going to forget that now.
And Last Christmas came out in 2019.
Yeah.
And Elton John did host that Christmas party in Love Actually.
Look at us go, we're on a roll.
Yeah. Okay. So, Michael Caine did play Scrooge. When I asked a question about which action star was in this Jingle All the Way, it was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh no, I can picture that now. I can picture him in his Santa suit all covered in no, that's the wrong film. That's National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Ignore me.
You were right about Home Alone 2 for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the highest grossing Christmas film of all time is The Grinch.
Wow, I wouldn't have expected that.
Interesting. We're right, You've Got Mail, they do have bookshops.
Mm-hmm.
The Gremlins were watching Snow White.
Oh, so you were right with the Christmas, with the Disney film.
Well, they did tell us it was a Disney film.
Yeah, but you wrote the princess, not like a Christmas, yeah.
Finally, it is Yippee-ki-yay.
Yippee-ki-yay.
I don't know if I left out any answers, but
no, I don't think so. I think that was all of them.
Yeah.
Well, I say we did pretty well. Very fun. Very fun.
Do we want to do any other Christmassy questions?
Is there like a guess the song that the lyric comes from thing we can find?
You know, my dad and I will do. I might have said this last year on the podcast. He will play, there's a playlist of covers of Christmas songs, and he gets me to guess the song, and it's quite fun.
That sounds very fun. Okay, I found one on planetradio.co.uk.
Yeah, that's the one that came up for me as well.
Okay, Kerry, are you ready?
Yeah.
Right, the first lyric is, this year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special.
That is Last Christmas, by the way.
Woo! I do believe you're right with that one. Okay, the second one is, let the Christmas spirit ring, later we'll have some pumpkin pie.
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie. Hang on, I need to get to the chorus. Oh, rocking around the Christmas tree tenderly.
Yeah.
You can say these without singing them.
No, I know what you mean. You have to kind of sing it all the way through. Santa Claus won't make me happy with a toy on Christmas Day.
All I want for Christmas is you, right?
Yes.
Santa Claus won't make me happy.
Oh, wait. I was thinking it could potentially be a lyric in Santa Baby, but it's not. Number four, you know that sweet Santa Claus is on the way.
That could be any.
Yeah, I've got no idea.
Santa Claus. What, Santa Claus come to town?
That's the only one I can think of that it could be. Anyway, next one is Feed the World.
Do they know it's Christmas?
Do they know it's Christmas? I've got 5 more nights until you're next to me, 4 more days of being lonely.
1 more sleep, Fiona Lewis.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. So this is Christmas. What have you done? And what have you done?
My journal.
Yes. Look to the future now. It's only just begun.
I wish it could be Christmas every day.
Yeah, I think so. You were handsome, you were pretty, Queen of New York City.
Oh, is that a fairy tale? Yeah.
Eat, drink, and be merry, come along with me.
Eat, drink, be merry, come along with me. Step into Christmas.
Ah, yes.
Oh, I know that.
I wouldn't have got that.
Last year, for my mum's Christmas present, I recorded myself singing Christmas songs and I sang that.
Fantastic. Oh, the next one is, baby, if you've got to go away, don't think I could take the pain.
Is it Stay Another Day? East 17,
yeah. Iconic Christmas song. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing.
Right within your heart. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
I sing this song to pass the time away, driving in my car.
Oh.
Driving home for Christmas.
I love how we both did it in that voice.
I know. Well, it's that, or we make it sound like we're really, really ill.
Yeah.
And the final one, snow is falling all around me.
Jake and Stephen. Everyone.
Yeah.
So I think we've gone all right, apart from maybe Santa Claus is coming to town. That one, like, what was that?
Yeah, okay. So,
what the answer?
Last Christmas. Yes, we got it right. Next one, rocking around the Christmas tree.
Woo.
Brilliant. Then it was All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. Woo, so well done on that one. Wizard, I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day. Got that one. Yeah, that was number 4.
What, the Santa Claus Is Coming to Town one?
Oh, yeah, we didn't get that one. You know, Sweet Santa Claus Is On His Way. Yeah, so that's the one that we thought was Santa Claus Is Coming to Town. But actually, it's Wizard, I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day.
I'm confused.
I don't know where that lyric comes, though. It must be in one of the verses.
Because I swear that's the answer to number one.
Yeah, no, I think, wait, I'm just looking through the answers. Oh, it is. Supposedly both Wizard and Slade do a version of I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day.
What, don't, I thought Slade had their own, no, because I thought they do Merry Christmas Everybody. Because there's
the, like, one of them's been written down wrong.
Maybe it is Merry Christmas. Everybody's having fun.
Yeah. So I blame Radio Times. Planet Radio, sorry.
I don't know. Oh, I'm really confused now. Okay, let's just move on.
Right. And then with Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas? Yeah. Got that one. You got the Leona Lewis, One More Sleep.
One More Sleep.
And then it was Happy Christmas, War Is Over. I hope we got that one, yeah. Then the confusing I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day by Slade. Because so that was the lyric, Look to the Future Now, It's Only Just Begun.
Oh, I think that's their Merry Christmas Everybody one. And it's so only, yeah.
Yeah, maybe that is. Very confused by that whole.
That's actually a completely different song, though.
Yeah, so I think they must have got it wrong.
I think, right, the one we the first one that we thought was Santa Claus Coming to Town, that one is Wizard, I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day.
Yeah.
Then this one is Slade, Merry Christmas Everybody.
Yeah, so I think they've written the song name down wrong.
Yeah, okay.
Which isn't very good. Then there was Fairy Tale of New York, which we got Step Into Christmas.
Yeah.
Stay Another Day, East 17. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, and they've done the Bublé version, which is fantastic. Driving Home for Christmas. And the final one, Merry Christmas, everyone. Shaking Stevens. On that note, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Have a wonderful Christmas. You have a wonderful Christmas. I'm very excited to hear and see pictures of your feast from around the world.
I'm glad to see pictures of your bacon as well.
Yes, and I'll send you pictures of the fish we eat.
Oh,
Christmas Eve. Not that that's very exciting.
No, what as well. And we will be back in the new year, so we hope you have a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year.
Thanks for listening to
Tea O'Clock with Keller.
See you next time.